everybody. TechFest 2011, and standing with me is Igor and Karen, and they're going to show us one of the most highly buzzed booths here at TechFest. It's called Face Recognition in Video. Why don't you give us an overview of what you're going to show us?
Okay, so I'm Karen Master. I'm a program manager at the Israel Innovation Lab.
I'm Igor. I'm a research developer in One Vision team, which is a part of Israel Innovation Labs.
And we are going to show today several showcase applications that we developed on top of the face recognition and tracking algorithms that were developed in Israel Innovation Labs.
Okay. So essentially, it just recognizes the person that are on screen in a video, right?
If you were to simplify it? We're going to show multiple examples. Some of them are offline recognition within videos that were taken before that, like home videos. And we're going to demonstrate also real-time face recognition.
Okay. And in order to recognize the faces that it sees on the screen, it has to have sort of know them. So did you input the faces in the videos already into the program?
Igor is going to explain.
We have a database of people we know, and the software recognizes them.
Okay.
This sounds quite simple, but actually the problem is very challenging.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
Okay. The problem is challenging for a number of reasons. First of all, many times people are far from the camera, and we need to deal with low-resolutional images. Lighting conditions are usually far from being perfect. And most of the time, people just don't look at the camera.
Yeah.
And this means that the facial images are not frontal. And such images are very challenging for the computer to recognize.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that would present a problem. All right, well, let's take a look. Why don't you show me, start us off with the first demo.
So this is a video we've recorded at our office in Israel. We recorded it with the usual cam, so the quality is quite similar to usual home video. What you can see here, the red rectangle that indicates that the algorithm was able to detect the face and the name. In this case, this is Eyal. This means that the algorithm was able to recognize this person. Mm-hmm. Let's go forward a bit. Pay attention to this frame, for example. This is very challenging for recognition algorithms. You can see that the resolution is quite low, and Eyal and Karen are not looking at the cam. Mm-hmm. So how did it work? Let's go forward a bit. You can see that now, for example, Karen is looking at the cam. So our processing consists of three stages. On the first stage is called face detection. On the first stage, we're just trying to find faces. The second stage is face tracking. We are trying to capture the movement and to build trajectories out of single faces. And the third stage is to try to associate the trajectory with a person. So in this case, the algorithms analyze the video frame by frame, going forward and backward if necessary. And it was able to understand, to associate all the images, all the faces of Karen. The algorithm understood that all of these faces belong to the same trajectory, and it recognized the person based on the frontal images, and then propagated the result to the rest of the images.
It's fascinating.
So actually, the result of our processing is a metadata file containing information about people in the movie. Now let us see what can be done with this information.
All right, so Karen, you're going to show us what can be done with the information?
Exactly. So today, with the availability of inexpensive memory storage, mm-hmm. and video cameras everywhere, on my mobile phone, on my camera, I, like many others, tends to take hours of home videos and just store it to be used later on. But now the challenge comes when I want to create a clip montage, for example, send it to my parents with all the grandchildren. Now I have to go to hours of raw materials till I can find the clips that really interest me.
Okay. I feel your pain. I'm with you.
Okay. So with Home Video X, we are trying to address this challenge by providing a new browsing experience that allow me to find the content that interests me,
okay.
based on face recognition.
I love
so
this.
You can see here, this is my home video collection, and I can select one of the videos. This is the recent camping I was on last summer. And here I can see the people that appear in this movie.
And now your program automatically knew that. You didn't go in and tag these people.
No, we were using the algorithms that Igor just discussed earlier to pre-tag the movies, and then on top of that, I can offer a set of applications.
Wow.
Okay, so I can I can see here the scenes of the movies where people appear in, mm-hmm. currently all the people, but I can further tune the search, and let's see only scenes where either Amir or Uri appears in it. So here I can see a scene with Uri, and here is one with Amir. And you can see here that this is a very low quality home video, but we are still being able to identify who is in the frame. Okay, moving forward, I actually want to see scenes where both of them appear together.
Okay.
So I can go ahead and select the better together. And of course the list is smaller, but I can see here the scenes where both Amir and Uri appear together. I really like this one, so I'm going to drag it here and keep it in the storyboard. I can start the search with from a different direction. I can go to the people tab, and now I want to find more scenes with my daughters. So I'm going to select Shelly and Yael. And now I'm going to see all the movies in which they appear. See, this is great, so they are not in this movie. And I can see the different scenes in which they appear. I can go again and select the better together. And if I can look at example here, and you can see still, again, this is a very low quality image, but I'm still being able to identify who is here. I can drag a few more scenes to the storyboard, and later on, export the content that I like to a movie editing tool such as Windows Live Movie Maker and create my own clip.
That's amazing. And now how are the scenes decided? Is it by when you actually hit start and stop on the camera, or is it when one of the characters exits the frame?
It's based on when the character exits the frame. It's not the logical scenes of recording. The algorithm that Igor discussed earlier, create trajectories. A trajectory is a set of consecutive frames in which the same person appear. On top of that, we associate face recognition to know who this person here is, and then we associate the application logic to identify the interesting scenes.
Great, and I noticed on one of your scenes, this one here, it didn't mistake the very real looking dolls in the background for people.
Actually I can go and find the scenes with the doll.
Does it know that the doll is a character? Oh, that's hysterical.
Because it's a face, so it recognizes. You can see the doll over here. So intentionally, I kept it here because it's from an algorithm perspective, it's yet another face.
Right, it just calls its name is Doll.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Great. That's really awesome. Now, there was one more demo you guys wanted to show me, right? We'll take a walk over here?
Yeah, we're going to see face recognition live at this point.
Let's do it. All right, so now I'm going to walk into frame here, and you guys follow me, and this computer is going to see me, and Igor, and Karen. Look at that, and it knows exactly who we are. Now, how did this happen?
This is another application of our algorithms. In this case, it works in real time. As you can see, when I look at the cam, it immediately recognizes me. And more than that, actually, now you can see Karen is not actually looking at the camera.
Karen, and look at the camera, look at the camera, Karen!
I'm here again.
And the algorithm knows that, because now again Karen is looking aside and you see her name written in red.
So if I turn around,
it's going to lose
it
you.
It doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
Then, here I am!
Now think about the applications of this technology.
Okay. So actually you see here that we are able to recognize in real time who is in front of the camera. In the future, the TV will be able to recognize who is currently in front of the camera.
Right.
And then we can run applications such as a recommendation system that can personalize the content to the group that is currently present. In addition to that, we can provide feedback to the system if someone is really looking at the TV or pausing, going around or looking to the side. And then you can use this information for rating or further tuning.
Now, I notice it sort of keeps snapping new pictures of each of us. Is this updating in real time, or is it just because I keep turning?
Yeah, definitely. It's updating in real time.
It is. Okay. Just checking. All right. This is awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.